Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I have a special guest, Dr. Laura Lee, who is going to share with us a bunch of different insider tips to running and managing practices over the last 20 years. Dr. Laura and I were connected first through Dr. Gabrielle. So shout out to her. She was like, Steph, you have to meet Laura. One, she's a powerhouse mom doing really cool things for our profession. And secondly, all of your best clients come from her and have interned under her. So your podcast listeners can definitely learn from her. And I was like, oh, tell me more. And so she connected us and I'm so excited for her to be here. We have a lot of similarities. We're both married to chiropractors. And so let's just get to it. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So let's tell the listeners a little bit about how you got into owning your own chiropractic office.
My husband and I are both Parker graduates, 2002, a long time ago. And right after chiropractic school, we had an amazing associate position together lined up in California in Palm Springs, which is really amazing and beautiful. And we did that for about 2 years. And that is really where I would say we really got the foundation of learning about each other, learning about practice, our strengths and our weaknesses. I am definitely great at like new patient and reports, and he was really great with patient care. It was just like a really amazing opportunity to work out some of the kinks that I think if you were to go into practice completely by yourself, there's definitely a learning curve to that. So we loved California. Ultimately, we decided to move back to the Dallas area. Now we're in Flower Mound and Plano. And the biggest reason was it was so far from home. I'm from Canada, so I was like completely different time zone than my family. Steve's from Houston. And we just thought, okay, if we just go back to Dallas, that is just an easier access to family and it's familiar. So we ended up in Flower Mound and then we decided that he was going to do an associateship while I started the business and the practice. And I think within 6 weeks, we were seeing 100. And for any doctors, this is really going to date me. For any doctors who are listening who have any idea what a killer ad is, I don't know if anybody knows, but it's this little orange sheet of paper. And it was a doctor in Atlanta who came up with this concept. So you pay to have this sheet of paper put in the newspaper. And it's called the killer ad. And it's basically a testimony in your chiropractic story. Can't even remember how many new patients we got off of that. But that was really the starting point to our business. That was really back when you physically had to hustle. 5 years later, we decided to sell the practice. And we had another opportunity in California with my cousin, who's also a chiropractor, that we were going to pursue. But right at that time, we sold the practice. I was having a second baby and the recession of 2007 hit. So that is when everything came crashing down in California. And basically, my cousin said, do not come here. So we had to pivot and decide, okay, what are we going to do? We just sold this practice. We were doing some coaching and consulting with him. Ultimately, my husband and I decided, okay, we're going to go out of our non-compete from this area and start another chiropractic office. And while that was in the works, the doctor that we sold the practice to decided to close it. He was not able to continue the momentum that we had. And despite our trying to help him, it just ultimately that's what he decided. So we also did care plans at that time. So we were devastated and we decided after obviously a legal period that had passed, we were going to come good on the care for the patients who felt like they were owed adjustments. And so I started seeing patients out of my house basically with a 5-month-old and 2-year-old and a nanny. We literally moved our dining room table upstairs. And the dining room was like the waiting area. And then our office right adjacent to it was where I had my chiropractic table. We did for several months. And really, I was trying to be a stay-at-home mom. I was really trying to just step back from practice completely. And when the patients were coming due on the end of their care, they would say, okay, now how much is it to continue? And honestly, I hadn't really planned on that. It was like, oh my gosh, I just like cannot not practice. And ultimately, we outgrew our home, which I don't really even think we were supposed to be doing. But hey, you just go with it and make things work. So then I found a little tiny office space, just a room again that grew. I didn't even sign a lease 1 year on that space. So I was really conflicted what to do with the growth. And I ended up practicing out of like basically a very large closet out of a physical therapy office. I literally just cold called all these people and said, okay, I'm about to be homeless. Someone else is moving into my space. Do you have a space for me? That summer, while another office was getting built for me, that summer, the physical therapists were like, what do you do? Like, you have all these people, they're so happy, they come in and out. Like, you come in, you do your thing, then you leave. And it was really flattering. Mm-hmm. And so then in 2012, I had a full-fledged practice here in Flower Mound. And that's when the interns with the CBI started. And I was working 4 half days. So I worked 2 half mornings, 2 half afternoons so that I could work around my kids' schedule and be home and try to do both. It just evolved from there and it just continued to grow. And I was able to manipulate things how I wanted it within a certain extent. And throughout that whole time too, we were really focusing on personal growth, my husband and I, in our professional lives and in our personal lives. And here we are today.
I love that. Yeah. I love a couple of things about your story. One, because it's similar to my husband and I, we were like, okay, you work. I'm going to go build this thing. Yeah. And you're going to take care of us. So I think that is just such a good sign of an amazing partnership when you just have each other's backs and you plan to take over the world together. Like, I love that. And two, the other thing is the ability to pivot. And I think sometimes in entrepreneurship, we're like, okay, we're just going to build a thing and it's going to look like this and we're going to have it all planned out. And then sometimes it doesn't happen. And we have to be able to pivot. And I can imagine you have had to pivot multiple times over the last 20 years, plus raising 2 kids and your husband having his own practice and you guys having 2 practices now and a biofeedback center. Like, there is a lot happening. And so the ability to pivot throughout that, I'm sure, has been a huge catalyst for you to be able to continue to grow during these different seasons.
Exactly. I feel like the longer we've been in practice, in the beginning of practice, things could seem so catastrophic, right? Like the smallest thing could have easily set us back, derailed us. But as those things continue to happen, which they will, and you can't predict them, as you grow your emotional muscle, your mental muscle towards adversity and change, it almost becomes part of your DNA to be able to, okay, how do we change this? How do we pivot? How could we make this better? And that's the same as growth in your practice, because with growth in your practice, I always say to my staff, I don't want growth in our practice to mean more work for you, because then they're not going to want to grow.
Totally.
So how can we grow as a team, personally and professionally, so that everybody's happy and we see this as a really positive thing, not as something that is creating more work and more stress for everybody.
Yeah, that's not so daunting. And that's something else that you and I connected over to, just back and forth through Instagram, was this desire to pour into our team so they have a really good work-life balance themselves, because that's obviously what we're optimizing for, running these busy lives. But also it's really important for them to be able to have a work-life balance. And also, I love getting them on the same page with the mindset stuff and the self-development. And essentially, as the company grows, like, our systems have to grow with it in order to accommodate that growth. And our systems can improve when we ourselves are improving. And it's just this beautiful interconnectedness. But I loved getting to chat with you where you're like, hey, I'm bringing my associate with me to Cairo Wealth Con and she's going to have a new baby. And I was like, I love that. That is what I like to do. I love to take my team and help them grow way beyond the clinic as well. And I think that's so important for our profession. And when there's ones like us that are actually doing it, we're not just talking about it. We're not just saying that. We're actually doing it behind the scenes. It's so important because I think if we're going to raise our profession as a whole, we have to be focused on.
Especially females in our profession, because let's face it, like, it's hard. It's hard to be a mom. My husband is amazing, but he is not thinking and carrying the same weight that I carry to my office with my patients when my kids are at school or when something needed to be signed or someone's calling me because they forgot something. It is just different. Mm-hmm. It's just different. And that is the thread of who we are, because we care so much. And as moms, we have these instincts that dads don't, but dads have different instincts that we don't. But it is hard to wear so many hats, be a jack of all trades sometimes and feel like a master at none and keep going and have the wherewithal to perform well and be successful. One thing that has really helped me throughout all these different seasons, my daughter just graduated high school, so she's going to be off to college. She's actually doing a gap year and we're really happy about that for her. And my son is a junior in high school and just got his driver's license. All these other life changes that have happened. But one thing that really has helped me that I think will help anyone listening is that balance doesn't really exist. And everything is a season. There's a season to hustle. There's a season to take a break. There's a season to reflect. Just know this too shall pass and everything is a season. Even when things are amazing.
Yes.
We need to settle in and be grateful and have the ability to say, this is great. Mm-hmm. This is a really good moment. This is a really good period of time. And know that something will probably come along and it will have to shift. I know that you and I share a common thread with Tony Robbins, but he really said, who's here for balance? And of course, we lift up our hand and he said, you're not going to get it because it doesn't exist. But let me give you a different thought on that. And then when you start talking about the seasons, it really made me realize, okay, so if we break things up into seasons, just like we do a calendar year, then everything is easier to digest and easier to absorb, if that makes sense.
Literally. I love that. And I'm so happy that you mentioned like the good time is a season too, because there's several times I've been able to look back the last 8 years that I've had a business and there were times that we were just crushing it. And then things like COVID happening, things like completely out of your control where you have to pivot and you have to know, even though this is really freaking hard, it's not going to be indefinitely. Things are going to shift. Things are going to change. If, like you said earlier, you stay persistent and you just keep going. But I also love this idea, and especially for younger parents, whether they're a mom or a dad, is balance doesn't exist. And we burn ourselves out trying to chase a balance that is never going to happen. Right. And there's going to be periods of time. I say, come Monday morning, I'm an amazing entrepreneur. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm a shit entrepreneur because I am so focused on being an amazing parent. And that's okay. It took me, honestly, a while to get to a place where I felt comfortable in that. I felt that I had to be working all the time, or I felt like if I wasn't being a mom a majority of the day, you know, and again, now that my son's getting older, he's getting closer to three, it's much different than that first year of postpartum. And then I can't even imagine the difference of when he's a teen and he's doing some of those other big life things. I love this idea that I think in chiropractic, especially, we have the opportunity to create more harmony in our lives. So we have the opportunity to pick our schedules. Like you said, I got to dictate when I worked, how I worked. Like, we have that opportunity as chiropractors. And also, if you're an associate listening to this, there are a lot of doctors out there willing to work with you and create a schedule that accommodates more of that work-life balance.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people have associateships that are just getting through so that they can get to the next step. But in our offices, and particularly in my office, because I have female associates, I really want to create this opportunity for them and for my staff to be the best versions of themselves, to give them the freedom and flexibility to have their strengths and their weaknesses and as all work as a team together, but also so that they can want to grow personally and professionally with me. If they just think that they're creating success for me and they're working in my business instead of on the business together, and that we're all benefiting and we all have this opportunity for these amazing things, then they're going to want to stay, of course, financially be rewarded, but also be like, this is an environment that I want to come to. If we're trying to create an environment for our patients to walk into, a place of healing, a place of safety, a place of restoration and education and empowerment, we have to create that for our staff. And that starts with us. So we have to make sure that we're right with ourselves. We have to make sure we do the personal work on investing in ourselves, working on our mindset, understanding what our limiting beliefs are, where they come from. I was thinking about this when you were younger, if you went to church and everybody could be like arguing, hurry up, we're going to be late. We all are fighting in the car on the way to church, and then we get to church and we're like the perfect family. I don't want my staff to think, oh, okay, Dr. Laura is going to turn it on now. This is me. This is who I am. With some time and practice and figuring out and being comfortable with who I am, you also are able to shed some vulnerability. So you let people in on that a little bit and that they can relate to that. I hope that makes sense. What you see is what you get. And I don't want it to be different based on if you're a patient or if you're my staff. And that's why I want to change things a little bit for chiropractic too, and for associateships and people working in chiropractic, because it is a life-changing, fulfilling career path, no matter what your title is.
Absolutely. I love that being vulnerable with your team too. I remember I had a client say to me one time, like, my team's just really not getting it. I'm really trying to get them to see the bigger picture and the bigger vision. And I was like, are you sharing with them like how stressed you are behind scenes? Are you sharing with them some of the mental anguish that you currently feel? And she was like, oh, no, absolutely not. And I'm like, just try it. See what the response is. Once they see how much you care, they care. But if you're going in there buckled up, dialed in, like completely have your shit together 24/7, they think the life's just grand for you. And I definitely think there's an aspect of leaving personal life at home and not bringing it into the business for sure. But if there's things about the business itself or systems or practice members or team that are stressing you out, like communicate that with them so they can see where you're coming from. Because I do think that vulnerability will yield more success for the team as a whole.
Yes, absolutely. And if you let them in on where you're at, where your vision, then they help you hold accountable to that. Not only do they buy into that, but like a perfect example is my office manager, who is amazing. I have an amazing staff, right? Like my team is amazing. I can't say enough good things about them. But they said, Dr. Morgan's about to go on maternity leave soon. We really think that you should start taking Monday afternoons off too. That way you can focus on the things that you want to, and we're going to make you do this. They were looking out for me, and that felt really good, because as much as we're caretakers and in our office for our staff and our patients, it felt really nice to have shared my ideas and my vision and where I was going, and for them to come up with that idea, like, we think that you should do this. And it's been really awesome, actually. I've been able to take an extra half shift off on top of what I already do and focus on some of those things.
That's great. I know we were chatting before we hit record about just the last few years and how you've really focused on some of the business metrics and increasing OVA and PVA and things like that. Do you mind sharing with the audience just how you've done that? And also, being 20 years in, I love even just bringing this up, because you're not like, okay, I made it. Like, I'm cool.
No.
Anytime I hear anybody say that, I'm like, oh, you are not in touch with yourself, or we're not working towards anything bigger. So I loved just even getting to hear that a little bit. So can you share that with them?
Sure. One really key thing was when I really went back into practice in 2012, it was like God and I had a conversation, because as you could tell, like throughout the story, that was not really the plan that I was going for, but that was the path that I was being led on. But I really had a conversation with God and myself. There's going to be no pretense, because the era of chiropractic that we were birthed into, my husband and I, was, this is the script. This is what you do. This is how you do it. This is what you say. This is how you dress. And then the people who were being so successful in your eyes, you just really wanted to emulate them. Yep. What happened is you lost your identity for who you really were. And then you were just a copycat of somebody else. It's important to have processes and systems. But when I really went back into practice, I had two children. I have a similar story. of just kind of reality. And our son had a lot of health challenges in his first 2 years, undiagnosed severe allergies, eczema, asthma, like just tons of stuff that as a chiropractor, we're not supposed to have a baby like that.
Yep.
We have all the answers. And how did this happen? And I must have done something wrong. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know, my cervical curve wasn't good enough. And I really screwed up somehow.
Reason.
Yeah. And motherhood in and of itself really opens back a whole wound of who you are and all your unhealed traumas, whether it's like a trauma or whether it's just all these micro traumas throughout your life. If you're willing to go there,
yep.
It really does expose a lot of wounds that you didn't know you had, and patterns, familial patterns, generational patterns, all the things. So when I really went back into practice, I was just like, there's not going to be any pretense. Mm-hmm. I am who I am. I'm going to be real with my patients. I'm not going to pretend like this is the magic formula for health and we're going on a path A to B and you follow my steps and this is how it's going to be. Because
yep.
That was the era of chiropractic
mm-hmm.
that we stepped into. And it was so liberating and freeing. And over the course of the last several years, we have really looked at, okay, what is benefiting us? My husband is an amazing numbers person.
Mm-hmm.
I am a numbers person, but sometimes when I get too focused on the numbers,
yeah.
It dampens my creativity and my ability to be me and to perform, yes. If that makes sense. So
yes.
I work well under pressure. But sometimes I just have to let things be really organic for the growth to really happen.
Yep.
So that is something that I've discovered about myself too, because I am 100% a recovering control freak all day long. And so I think really looking, okay, what's serving us? And instead of our practice being a revolving door for new patients, which our practice, we get a ton of new patients and it is all referral. And I can speak to like how we did that too. How do we keep our patients? How do we, when they think of chiropractic, how do we get our community to think of us,
mm-hmm.
think about us and get other people to spread what we're doing? Because if they don't know what we're doing, how are they going to tell other people about what we're doing? But the other thing too, that really has been a huge pivotal thing in our practice is that we're going to give you our best recommendations, but we're going to empower you to make a good decision about what's right for you. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes in someone's life. So I feel like every adjustment, every interaction in our office is an opportunity of healing and just that life can be a little more inspirational, a little more uplifting. But whether someone can do my care plan or can't do a care plan, or if they're going to pay per visit or if they're not, even if I don't see them in a few months, my door is always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, when we first started practicing, it was all or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went back into practice in 2012, I'm like, I'm not doing that crap anymore.
I think and more context too, right?
Yeah.
Like that's what I said. Like patients being late used to frustrate me to no end.
Yes.
And I had a kid. And I was like, shit, it's not what was planned. And that's okay. The beauty of chiropractic is we get to practice how we desire.
Yes.
But I would never take pay per visit away from somebody.
Yes.
I always want to be an option.
Exactly. In our practice, we have open adjusting hours. So yes, we have appointments on the books, but it's like church, come as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if you're 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late, like as long as you come between our hours, we are going to make it work and we are going to see you. In fact, I'll have patients say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry I'm late, or I'm so sorry I'm really early. I'm like, I have no idea when you're supposed to be here. I'm just glad you're here.
Yeah.
And for us, that is practicing from a huge place of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it structured in our practice that we can do it that way. But it has also exponentially grown our practice. And I think because we see so many moms, pregnant moms, babies, that is so true. I just want you to get here safely. Don't
yes.
be rushing with a baby because
yes.
baby spit up and you had to do a whole wardrobe change. It's okay. And we'll hold your baby for you while you get adjusted. Those little things that make it a culture where they're not going to think of all the reasons why it's going to be hard to come to our office. Okay, who's going to hold the baby? Oh, they're going to hold the baby.
Yep.
Okay, who is going to help me get out of the car with my newborn twins? Oh, they're going to come to the car and help me. I'm late. I can't make it anymore. They're not going to see me. Oh, no, they'll see me. All those things. And that we do it from the heart. Like, we mean it.
They don't leave and we talk about them behind their backs.
Mm-hmm. We love our patients. We want them to be on the health journey. We want to help empower them. And that shows up in so many different ways other than chiropractic.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I think that we could all probably be more empathetic to what our patients are going through. Do you think that comes with more experience, the more you're seasoned in life too, right? You just realize a lot of it's hard. And so we need to give that same grace to our patients. And I can imagine that would improve on the backside when we are looking at the data too. And that's one of the things that I love to say. I'm like, I am not the coach for you. If you want me to tell you where to place your stapler, I am not the coach for you. If I have to tell you how to handle every single conversation you have, like, you need to have some confidence and autonomy of your own and decide what's right for you. There are some things I could get in there and do strategy all day long, and it'll make a massive impact on your business. But if you don't know who you want to serve, or you don't even know what you like, I can't decide that for you. I think that authenticity truly breeds more abundance. And I can imagine coming back to practice and being like, hey, we're going to do things just a little bit more authentic and raw, how that can truly impact the business in a positive way.
Absolutely. And I think I've been humbled a lot.
Yes.
My ego has been manipulated. And listen, to be a business owner, you have to have some ego. You have to have some confidence. And Tim Young has been a huge part of our growth journey, where he's streamlined this, make this easy, remove the barriers for people coming into your office, and make these processes easier for your staff. But at the end of the day, the longer you've been in practice, the more stuff you've had to deal with. And the more things that you have heard, some really compelling, horrible things that patients have gone through in their lives, some terrible things that have happened, some amazing, positive, like inspirational things that have happened. But the whole thread of it is that we are helping people on their journey, and some people really need that empathy. They need that little bit of a push. Sometimes I feel like practice is my therapy, because there are people who have it way worse than I do.
100%.
They've overcome that. Life is full of people who are overcomers.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to see that the human spirit is one of resilience and ability to always pivot towards something better, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I love that. In conclusion here, if we had to tell the listeners, whether they're 3 years in practice or 23 years in practice, what is one piece of advice that you think makes all the difference to them?
I think it just starts with yourself, truly. Like, I think you have to surround yourself with people who are, you know, if you want to be an eagle, fly with eagles. You are the sum of your friends, and you're the group of people that you hang out with. I think it's important to do some self-work and just understand and discover what makes you tick. What are your personality traits? What are some things that really frighten you? And what are some things that really propel you and compel you to move forward? When you lock in some of those, then you can start to build on the strengths of the practice. And then you can start to hire people who maybe you are really good with ideas, but you're not great with implementation. And try to hire someone who is a good implementer.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not a good idea. Maybe they don't come up with ideas great, but they can implement. And I think just one thing at the time, a much senior chiropractor than we were, he was thinking of completely moving from Northeast Coast to Florida. And that was like his plan, and opening up a practice. And I think I had made the comment to him, like, wow, you're starting over. And he said, listen, don't kid yourself. No matter how many years you've been in practice, you are always growing your practice. You are always working on the business. You never arrive at this place. And I think if we can shift some of our mindsets towards practice a little bit, then we are definitely going to enjoy practice more, enjoy our life more, and realize anything is possible and we can create it. And sometimes it takes a little extra time, and sometimes it happens faster than you think.
Yeah.
That's really long-winded.
No, it's good. And then I love just ending on the, we are never arrived. We're always arriving. That is how I live my life. It's, this is the thing right now. And who knows what the thing's going to be in 3 years from now, because I'm still late on a journey to improve myself and improve my own life. And so it's like, this is the season we're in, right?
Yes. And truly, life is a journey. It is not a destination.
Yep. I love that. We don't have to say anything after that. That's a perfect place to end. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am going to drop your Instagram in the show notes so that they connect with you outside of the podcast too.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.